Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Community Affairs Manager for Consumers Energy, Rich Castle. Rich, how are you today, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Used to seeing you a little bit more during this month of July with the Canoe Marathon, but unfortunately, that has gone the way of COVID-19 this year.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's been a unique summer, but you know, hopefully we can make it through everything, and next year we can meet up as we usually do and enjoy the Canoe Marathon at the end of July.
Indeed. Well, you know what? Speaking of the Osable River, we've got something that you guys are putting on. Not in person. Again, this will be virtually, but you are putting out a presentation called From Water to Power, Dams on the Osable.
Yeah, so it's a presentation about the early history of Consumers Energy in the Osable River, and it's kind of a good basic understanding of our involvement and the development of the dams on the river, and you know, really what they meant to the state of Michigan as well as Consumers Energy.
All right, now you're going to go through the history of each of the dams. Is it going to be kind of a historical retrospective on all the dams on the river?
A little bit. So part of the discussion is going to be about the very beginning of how Consumers Energy got into the development of building dams and what their purpose was for. And that kind of elaborates into a little bit more of the history of the company. And then I will transition into more specifically the Osable River. And we'll talk a little bit about each dam, some of the more important parts of each one of those. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on with the dams regarding operations and our land management plan, et cetera.
Okay. This is part of the Iosco County Historical Society's Lou Jean Daniels lecture series. Now, normally it would be at the museum, but you're doing it via Zoom tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's correct. Due to COVID, we just felt it was best to do it virtually. And so that's how we're going to move forward. And I think it'll still be well worth attending and getting a better understanding of what Consumers Energy has done on the river and, you know, the history and, you know, how it's been impacted, you know, here in our region, but also the state of Michigan.
All right. Again, that's Wednesday night. It's still at the same time at 6:30. Now, where can they go to learn more about how to get in on the Zoom side of things, Rich?
I would contact the Iosco County Historical Society. Okay. I know that there will be a write-up in the newspaper, so there will be some different opportunities there for you to get more information.
There you go. Rich Castle is the Community Affairs Manager for Consumers Energy. Tomorrow on Zoom at 6:30 p.m., it will be From Water to Power, Dams on the Osable. And Rich, it's always a pleasure, my friend, and hopefully we get the chance to get caught up again a little more face-to-face in the near future.
Absolutely. Wish you guys the best of luck, and I know we'll see you here shortly. Thank you.